Okay, so I'm looking at the second, I guess it'll be the second column. So Chesed Yom Shabbos L'Kashu. Chesed Yom Tavoyed B'Sizu Kol Malach Techo. So the Pasuk says, B'Sizu Kol Malach Techo, which the challenge in the Pasuk is very difficult. What do you mean, all of your work? What does it mean, do all of your work? That's a very difficult phrase. I have a lot of work to do, which I'm not going to do all of it in 6 days. You know, so what does it mean? So Rashi Pirish, that the goal is to come to Shabbos with an attitude that everything is done. Like, the practical application, you walk on the Shabbos, oh, I forgot to take care of it. No, there's no such thing I forgot to take care of, because everything is done, right? So if it wasn't done, it means it wasn't supposed to be taken care of. So those things, I forgot to take care of something. Everything is done. Okay, not very easy to accomplish that. Or Chaim Pirish, the Chaim Kodesh says, Shubracha, Shibashesh Yom Tuch Allah says, Komalach Techo, but it's Sitarach Lavodis Yom HaShabbos. It's a bracha that you'll be able to accomplish that a person has work to do, and he'll be able to accomplish whatever he was supposed to accomplish in those 6 days. He'll accomplish in those 6 days, but he'll have no need to worry about it on Shabbos. The truth is that the bracha is, we're going to combine the Archaim with Rashi. Rashi says that it's an attitudinal issue, that you have to create an attitude that everything is done. And the Archaim is kind of saying is that you will accomplish everything. It's a bracha. So he says the bracha comes by the person developing in his mind an attitude that everything is done. The truth is, by having an attitude that everything is done, by accomplishing that, you will get to the state where whatever has to be done will be done. That's how he understands it. What's the connection? Why should that be? Why should that be? Let's go a little bit further, and then we'll go back and try to explain it. So the order of the pasuk is Zechar Yom Shabbos L'Kadshu, Sheish Yom Tavoid, V'Sizu Kol Malach Techo. So the order is that, how do you read the flow of the pasukim? It starts off as Zechar Yom Shabbos L'Kadshu, and how do you do Zechar Yom Shabbos L'Kadshu? By Sheish Yom Tavoid. That's the flow of the pasukim sound like. It says, what's the connection between Zechar Hashem Shabbos L'Kadshoi and the Sheshes Yom Tavoy? The Zechar Hashem Shabbos L'Kadshoi is by when you get to be a Mashri Shabbos Hashem L'Kadshoi. Now, so he doesn't quote the Chazal, but it's a very interesting point. Let's think of it like this. So the Gemara says that Bishame says that Zechar Hashem Shabbos L'Kadshoi. That means during the week, whenever you see something which would be nice to use for Shabbos, give a chiyuv to, you should buy it and put away for Shabbos. So that's the whole week you're being zercher Yom Shabbos. The whole week you're thinking about Yom Shabbos, because suddenly they say, wow, that's a really nice pomegranate, I'll buy that and put away for Shabbos. You're thinking about Shabbos the whole week, you're being zercher, you're thinking about the Shabbos the whole week. Basila says, no, you don't have to do that, because you have a right to rely, because Baruch will be mazman to you the good things you need for Shabbos later in the week. You don't have to worry about it on Sunday and buy it for Shabbos and put away for Shabbos when you know. So I walk into Shalom's on Sunday and I say, look, I got money in my pocket and there's a really good shmacka candy bar, I'll buy it for Shabbos. You don't have to buy it on Sunday, you can buy it on Thursday also. I maybe won't have any money on Thursday. You have a right to rely on Kadosh Baruch Hu, you'll have money on Thursday, right? But the etzem concept, that there's a concept of being aware of Shabbos the whole week, they both agree to. Haraya, Rashi on the Pasuk, Zechar Yom Shabbos L'Kadshoi, Rashi brings Beishamai's drasha. During the week, you should think about Shabbos and prepare, buy things and put away for Shabbos. So the morale in Geraiya says, excuse me, that's very nice. We pass on the Beis Hillel. So why is Rashi quoting Beishamai? So he says, Elamai, you see that Beis Hillel agrees to Beishamai in principle that during the week you should be aware of and thinking about Shabbos the whole week. But Beis Hillel says that there's a nekuda, you have a right to have a madrega bitachon that you'll be able to get what you need later in the week. But that's some concept of Zachar, is Yom HaShabbos HaKadshoi, during the Sheshes Yomim Tavoid, Beis Hillel agrees to as well. She says, so you're going to accomplish this process, minaskira hubacho, remembering something, like, you know, I have a relative, you know, so I'm not with him. So I remember him. I'm standing with him, so I remember you. I'm with you. I don't have to remember you when I'm with you. Reskir is when I'm not with you. Ki b'shabbos hu etzem ayom. Rak b'mei ha'mayis et tzrichim lizkir yom ha'shabbos. The point is, during the week, when you're not with Shabbos, you have to remember, oh, there's something called Shabbos. Shabbos is such a wonderful time. I'm remembering the good times that we had together, Shabbos and I. But when I'm with Shabbos, I shouldn't be remembering the good times. I'm living the good times. So that's what gives me if I'm Zerchei Yom HaShabbos, the Kachra, during the week, if I do that properly, which then that'll it gives me a bracha during what I'm accomplishing in the week. Okay, so now he says a strong lashon. I want to give a mashal, which I think we will explain it. So let's like this, you know, maybe I'm thinking in terms, you know, just from the morose of the family recently, but right. So Baruch Hashem, somebody has a wonderful zaydi, right? This Zaydi is like, he's a Talmud Chacham, and he's sagacious, and he's with it, and he gets the world, and he has a lot of tremendous amount of advice and practical aitzes and understanding, which he can give over to his grandchildren. Problem is, he lives in Hawaii, you know, he lives in Alaska, he lives far away, and I'm thinking about I would love that my child should go spend time with his Zaydi, but Chabashkin Gelt, he doesn't have the Gelt to afford to bring. I don't think we'll have to send him. So I said, you know what? Kolom says, you know, he says, Tati, can you arrange that, you know, your anuncle could come and spend some time with you? Maybe you can find him a job while he's there, so he can spend a few months with you, gain from everything that you have to offer, and he'll work during the day. You know, he'll go out and work and make a few bucks, and that'll cover the cost of whatever it costs to bring him in, etc. So no problem. So he set him up with a job, and he flies out there in Gibaldi. Everything's Gibaldi. Okay. So now, every night he goes to work. He works 9 to 5. Let's say good. He comes home at night. You know, he sits down with his Zaydi. They both have a cup of tea because it's cold. It's Alaska, right? Right, or it's a cup of hot soda if it's cold soda if it's Hawaii, right? So he sits down together. They learn together. They schmooze together. They talk about life. They talk about his zichronos, and he gains a tremendous amount from his Zaydi. So we can all imagine that during the day, and he really loves it. He's enjoying the time tremendously. That while he's working, he's daydreaming about, tonight I'm going to sit down with Zaydi, I'm going to talk about this, I'm going to talk about that. He's daydreaming about Zaydi during the time. Right? It'd be very hard to picture him sitting while he's sitting with Zaydi and daydreaming, oh, wow, tomorrow I'm going to work. And the work is not important to him. The work was just a hechatip sabahalma, which was just a vehicle to allow him to accomplish what he wants to accomplish, which is to sit with Zaydi and gain everything that he has to offer. So while he's working, he's saying, you know what? If I wouldn't have to work, I could sit with Zaydi more. Right? So he's gonna have a hargosha almost that the work, which he loves, the fact that I have to be involved with the things, will in some element is a burden. That's not his focus, because that's a burden. Because I'd rather be involved in things which are more important and valuable to me, and what I really feel I'm gaining tremendously from. That would be the attitude. So obviously, if that's the attitude, so that the whole week he's thinking, you know, what is Shabbos? Shabbos is the Hechatimsa, to sit together with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and feel the presence of your Creator. The whole week, I'm busy working with other things, and that sort of acts as a blockage to prevent me from that focus. And Shabbos, I get to sit with Zaydi and feel the presence of Zaydi. I get to gain everything Zaydi has to offer to me. If that's the way I'm approaching Shabbos, so there's no way that I'm sitting there Shabbos and says, wow, I have to, you know, I have this job the next week. Like, who wants to think about your job when you're sitting with Zaydi by the table? That's totally illogical. So obviously, if you need to stop, you're going to stop. So when Chazal said that kilo malach tocha asuya, that the way you get the attitude kitzik malat chasuya is when you decide that Shabbos gives you an element of an interaction with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which you're not able to get during the Yemei HaMaisa. And if the more you learn to appreciate that interaction, the more Shabbos will be kilam latacha asuya. So the mail of the whole week, Zachar Shem Shabbos Lekatri, it's going to be on your mind. Wow, Shabbos is coming, and Shabbos is a time where I can gain whatever I want to gain out of Shabbos. So the whole week I'm being zocher to Shabbos. And so I would take it as a writer. I mean, it's fascinating. So what is the mitzvah of zocher? So, you know, excuse me, I'm not, you know, besides being learning chassidus, I am a halachic person, right? So we have a Gemara in Beya that the zocher is during the week, and the Sosema says, right, you don't remember. So, but the problem is that there's a mitzvah deraisa on Shabbos to be zocher Shabbos b'dvar, right? You have to say something about Shabbos. So the word zocher does not mean remember; it means to mention. Lashon zecher. Now, so where did that come from? So if you think about it, it's not so partial where it came from, because it says we have a din of skiris mechias amolik. Purim is coming up, right? So the din of we have to say bepat. You have to read from Sefer Torah. We have to say bepat, etc. How do we know that's true? Maybe zocher means remember. So I have to. So the Mora says, makes one drasha, but the Sifri on the pasuk over there says, this is Zachar, Ezer Solach Amalek, and then it says, Al Tishkach, Lo Tishkach. So Zach the Sifri, and it says, Zachar, Bepet. Al Tim Bepet maybe means not Bepet, you just have to remember. Obviously, if you're not forgetting, it means you're remembering. So it says lo tishkach means you didn't forget. So it means you're remembering. So what does zachar mean? Bepeh. So it means it's not partial that zachar means bepeh automatically. It's because of a drasha. So now here I have zachar by Shabbos. Does it mean you have the zachar Shabbos with the war? Aleph. Beis. The Rambam's lashon is that you have a chiyuv to do it b'tchila, the beginning of Shabbos, and there's a deal in the Rebbe Chanan handles that it could be the Madrigal lashon Rambam. It means even before Shabbos starts, you have a chiyuv to say Shabbos is coming. There's a fascinating Kreger handles the shaila. What do you need to say to be mekayim mitzvah deraisa of zachar shem Shabbos l'kasher? How much do you need to say? He says, good Shabbos. That's the rice. He says, why? He says, nobody says good Sunday, good Monday, good Tuesday. There's no name for the weekdays. He said, good day. Shabbos has its own unique name. That itself is already, you're saying something that's unique about Shabbos. It's Kar Shabbos L'Kadsha. So you're mekayma with that. There's a name for the Buchacher. You know, there's a dacha diburcha b'chol shenabi ki diburcha b'Shabbos. You shouldn't speak in Shabbos the same way you speak in Chol. That's the makor. You're not supposed to go about business, etc. See, he raises the question of the famous concept called Nitav Shabbos Garet. He says, what does it mean, Nitav Shabbos? You know, Nitav means like, you know, he says, you know, if it wouldn't be Shabbos, I would, you know, the joke goes, he says, Nitav Shabbos Garet, I hear that you're selling your house. Nitav Shabbos Garet, you know, he says, you know, I'm interested. And the Shabbos, how much are you asking? The Shabbos Garet, asking, you know, right? What does that mean? It's a joke. He says, no, it's not a joke. Imam Shas is a kasha, because that's what people used to do. They would say, you know, they would discuss business with the introduction of Nitav Shabbos. We don't spend these things on Shabbos. By the way, I'd like to buy some stuff for you. So he says, the makor of the issue is you shouldn't speak on the week at Shabbos, when you speak on weekdays. On Monday, I walked over and said, I want to buy something. I said, listen, Nitav Mata Garet, you don't talk about these on Monday. I want to buy something. You say, let's buy. And Shabbos, you say, one second, you shouldn't talk about this on Shabbos. Well, how much do you want? He said, that's also a kiyum of Dibrucha B'Shabbos, not kiyum Dibrucha B'Shabbos. Okay, that's wild. But, so, Shabbos, saying good Shabbos already is, but what is the point? The Sazemus is saying, you know, in the world of the depth of the Eimek of understanding it, what he's saying is, imagine when he walks in the door, right, the second before he walks in the door to sit down with Zaidi. He went to work, right, and he's about to walk in the world, right, in a certain sense, that moment, the moment of the anticipation of spending time with Zaidi, is the high point. It's almost better. It's almost that moment of anticipation is better than when it actually happens. It's because you're rolling all of the emotion of all the time you're going to spend together into one moment. So the moment of anticipation is that moment right before Shabbos. So Rav Chanan in a halachic, you know, din over here, how can you make early Shabbos? It's not really Shabbos. It doesn't get a full din of Shabbos. So how can you make a din of Zakar Yom Shabbos Akacha? You have the Raisa to say Kiddush on Shabbos. How can you make a din? It's Rav Chanan. According to Rami, you don't have to say it on Shabbos. You can say it before Shabbos. You make early Shabbos. You make a din mitzvah the Raisa of Zakar by saying about Shabbos before Shabbos. You look at the Rami, you can say it beforehand. But what are you saying? You're saying, wow, Shabbos is here. I'm so excited that Shabbos is here. So that's the natural expression. Chazal said it can't be that it just means remember it the whole week. It has to be there's some way that you're going to express it. But Pat, it's like, you know, the person's building up to the anticipation of a chasta. They're making a chasta, and for months, you know, you think of chasta, chasta, chasta. Comes the chasta, chasta. You say, wow, that's here, Kasa's here, let's go, Rabbi Yisai, you know, that's what you're going to say, it's natural. I don't need a drasha to tell me Zachar means Mepeh. What else could it mean? If you got your Zachar the whole week right, so the natural expression, it has to be Zachar means Mepeh. So you're saying, so it has to be, you're ready, Mukhan Levata Maseo. I wouldn't mind not having the work. Shiyakil Kol Yilu Kom Lata Chasu, when it comes Shabbos, so why should I think about it? So it comes out the whole week. Instead of making the Shabbos Meshubbat in a week, the week is Meshubbat to Shabbos. When the week is Meshubbat to Shabbos, the whole week is a hechatimsa to build up the anticipation to make Shabbos greater. If that's the function of the whole week, that it's a heck of timsa to create a moment where you can be able to sit with your creator by the table. So if that's what it is, so the whole week has bracha in it. Now the Morris says a fascinating thing. The Morris says it is a halacha concept. The Morris says, how do we know that women are chayiv the raisa in the midst of zachar shemus zakapakash? What's the problem? Obviously, they can't be chai. Why not? Because the mitzvah says shazman groma. Mitzvah says shazman groma, women are potter. It's totally in zman, women are potter. The Morris says, no, women are chai. Why? Because since in the Seres of Dibros Rishonis, it says the word zachor. In the Dibros Akronis, it says shomor. So that means we're saying that the two betzim are, the two ideas, we're both saying that we're the same story. So it's not like there's a new story. It means the Baruch Hashem said zachor and shomor together. The Dibros Rishonis, we were told about one, and the Akronis were told about the other one, but the Baruch Hashem said both together. It means Zachar and Shomer go together. Therefore, any person who has a Chiyav of Shmira has a Chiyav of Schira. Women are Chayav and Shmira, they're Chayav on all Lois Aseis. So therefore, they're also Chayav and Schira and Aseh. That's the Gemara's Rashi. He says, but over here, is that the Sasem is, I'm going to tell you a different shot in the word Shmira. Shmira, who he striking us La Shabbos. The father, so Yosef has this chalom, and this chalom of this tremendous moment of he's going to be the leader, and everybody's going to be subservient to him, etc. At the end of the day, that's what happened, and the positive is the brothers did not like it. Vaviv Shamaras Adavar. What does the Shamaras Adavar mean? He guarded it. He wasn't guarding anything. He was, in the sense of watching, he was waiting for the moment. He understood that Yosef is going to play a role amongst the Shvatim, above him, the rest of the Shvatim. He's going to play a role as a leader. And he was anticipating the moment that it's going to happen. He says, so, kol she'yeshu b'shmira, yeshu b'schira. If you can create a concept of anticipation in yourself, The Shemira Shabbos means that you create an attitude on Shabbos that you anticipate Shabbos. Zok to Sosemis, then you'll be Beschira, which means A, that you'll be thinking about it the whole time, and B, that means when Shabbos comes, you'll express the value of Shabbos to you will be expressed, which is what the mitzvah is, to be Zorcher, which means to say it, to express it properly. That's what he says over here. Now the truth is, he says he has another, you know, Tzvas Emes. If you learn Tzvas Emes a lot, you notice that Tzvas Emes absolutely loves Shabbos. I think I once went through my old Tzvas Emes, not the new one I have over here. I went through every single parsha and I marked off and all of Chumash, went through most of it at least. If there's a piece about Shabbos, I found every single parsha had at least one piece about Shabbos. That's a lot. So in Yisra happens to be that, you know, because the Maisa, it's he has, I don't know, I think Cheshbon, it was like, you know, I think it was 18 or it was more than that. It was almost every single year, there's over 30 years of Mamorim over here. At least I think in 25 of them, he has 27 of them, he has something about Shabbos. Somebody has multiple about Shabbos. So later on, when he talks about this, he says, I'll take it a step further. Because I'll say, if people would be Shomer Shabbos, if all of class would be Shomer Shabbos properly, one Shabbos, Gula would come. So that would mean Komalachta Chosuya. That moment Mashiach comes, means all of the work we have to do is done. Mashiach comes, it's a whole new ballgame. It's a whole new Messias. All of the work that we've done in this world is done. So that's it's not just a attitude. It's not just a bracha. It's a mitzvah. Shabbos can create a reality of kol malach tochasu. He says, okay, so how is that possible that Shabbos can do that? Because he brings a medrash that the Rosham told Klai Yisrael about Olam Haba. They said, can you give us a we would like to at least see an example of it. You know, it's nice that you're talking about Olam Haba, we don't know what it is, etc. He says, yeah, I'll give you an example, Shabbos. So Olam Haba is not a place of work. Olam Haba is the place of taking the efforts that you've done and then enjoying them. Olam Haba is the final result. So Shabbos has to have in it that element that Shabbos can be the final result. That there's a concept that Shabbos, if it's done properly, so what's the final result? The final result is to get back to where we started. Adam Rishon sat in Gan Eden with the presence of his creator. Mama sat with the presence of Bresham. He talked to Kadosh Baruch Hu like this. Before the Chet, the conversations, you know, just like right? We'll walk together in Gan Eden. You mama sit with the reality of being connected to the source of everything, connected to a creator, connected to the most powerful being, connected to one who takes care of you, gives you everything. You feel totally secure. It's a total state of being betuach, of not having any concerns. It's the 5-year-old in the car coming back from a good day outing with his parents in the front, looking at his parents as the most powerful beings in the world, and that everything is great. He has no concerns, no fears. He's sitting with the most powerful beings in the world that he can think of. And he's great. The world is wonderful. That's what Shabbos is supposed to be. If you do that right, if you can get to that madrega of doing that right, so that's Olam Haba. So there'll be a gula. Memela, there's a gula. So kol malach tochasuya means like, why? How would it be possible at that moment? I can really get to the point that I can really reach the point through Shabbos where I understand there's nothing else to do. Like, why would I want to, you know, be focused on that? It doesn't make any sense. So that's what he says on one of the later years. He adds that kanech to this concept. But I like the nekuda over here of Hishtakikus and the nekuda of Shmiri, he says more clearly over here, so that's why I wanted to focus on this piece. I'll take it one step weiter, because we got 2 minutes at least on that clock. I don't know which clock is right. But
they don't start Marv without Rabbi anyway, so it's okay.
Hopefully that's correct. Yeah. So there's a morale in the Sivis. He says that Shmon Esrei is Bechina Shabbos. Because the correct attitude to Shmon Esrei, you think about Shmon Esrei, well, you know, I come to Rosh Hashanah and I say, listen, Rosh Hashanah, you know, here's the deal. I need this, I need this, I need this. And this is, I'm serving you. Rosh Hashanah, I'm here to serve you. because I'm asking you for X, Y, Z, A, B, C, E, D, F, G, please give it quickly, you know, as much as I need, without, and that's called, I'm serving you. Like, really? What does that mean? So, the conversation, obviously, the law deserves a much longer arichus to it, but he says that the sign of Shemoneh Esrei is to walk in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say, Hashem, I cannot do anything. I'm totally limited. My feet can't go anywhere. The law says you're supposed to have your hands. My hands can't do anything. My hands are locked up in front of me like this. I bow myself in front of my Creator. That's a moment of Shabbos. That there's nothing to do, nothing to do. All I am is standing in the presence of my Creator. The more we remove all the other distractions, the more we stand in the presence of the real reality of God. That He's real. I'm standing in His presence. I feel His presence. From that vantage point of being in His presence, Bershon says, you know, I do have needs. And you love me so that you want to take care of my needs, but I don't have to worry about them. It's not a stage of, wow, Bershon, it's so horrible, I'm worried, please don't get me. That's not a fight. The Bershon says, I'm so comfortable in your arms, and I know that you want to take care of me. And you love me so that you're interested, that you're cradling me in your arms, so I understand that you're going to take care of, you're the Rafei Chole, and you're the Baruch Hashanim. I believe that Ben Shlema. Well, if that's what you believe, the Bershon will take care of it. That's the process of, and that's avodah. You've totally given your being over to your Creator. You've understood that you've taken away all of the mechitzas which exist between man and his Maker. Okay.